move the thing in one position and punch it, and it'll cut the splice. Lift off the end, put on your tape, move it to the other position, and it'll trim the splice.
Mm-hmm.
It cost about $7, but it's invaluable.
When you use it as much as you probably do.
Yeah. I put these little leaders on the front of the tape, and I can do about 20 of those an hour, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But by hand, I can do about 20 of those in 20 hours.
Well, yeah. Uh-huh.
Not that bad. They take about 5 or 6 minutes. If you were taking a bath, and you forgot your clothes, and you called your husband and said, bring me my clothes, and he brought them in, he'd hand them to you and say, what?
Here they are.
Uh-huh. Or if you were going to use the word clothes, what would you use?
Here are your clothes.
Uh-huh.
I'd probably have to be specific and tell him exactly which piece to buy.
I want the pastel green dress. What do you put your coins in?
A coin purse.
And around your wrist, you may wear a
wristwatch.
And anything else?
A bracelet.
Uh-huh. Around your neck, you may have a
necklace or beads.
Uh-huh. And you say beads. You call these anything else? Have you ever heard
pearls?
That? Yeah. And if it's raining, you may over your head hold
an umbrella.
And if you go into the kitchen to cook something that might splash or spray, you might put on an
apron.
The part of your dress that is tucked up underneath and stitched down at the bottom.
Hem.
And if you're afraid you'll lose a button, you might take along a
safety pin.
And a man on Sunday will put on his
coat.
And it may be that he's got one of these bright things for
a cravat.
Well, this would be under his coat.
You mean a vest?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And to cover his legs, he'll wear
trousers.
And he may use these things to hold them up.
Suspenders.
If he's riding a horse in the winter in brushy country, or maybe not in brushy country, to keep his legs warm, he'll probably wear
jeans.
And over them, he may have some these
wool claps.
Claps? That's these old fuzzy sheepskin
mm-hmm.
things. I don't know if this happened to your husband, but it happened to me. To make sure I was properly dressed for my wedding, I went down to the clothing store and bought a
tuxedo?
No. It wasn't that good.
A suit?
Uh-huh. A new one. And then when the salesman
finished it?
Yeah. That was easy. I always have trouble getting fitted. I want to know if it's fitted or if it's fit. He fitted it. And I have a miserable time with men on that. Now, cooking and clothes and things like that, women are delightful to work with because it just bangs off like that. But horses and lines and reins and wagons, it's different.
So what do you do? Take about men half the time and women half?
Yeah, about that. If a person gets too much in his pocket and it...
It bulges.
Uh-huh. It used to be that a man would buy a shirt and he'd wear it once, have it washed. When he got it back, he couldn't button it because it had
shrunk.
And a peach that has fallen off the tree when it's green.
Swivel.
Uh-huh. And a fancy cover for your bed.
Bedspread.
Have you heard that? Did you call that anything else?
Long time ago, it used to be a counterpane.
Uh-huh. Did you use that term?
Yes, when I was small.
And now you've changed terms.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? How about one of these heavy covers?
Oh!
Did he get you?
Just practically. She's not used to living on the highway. Oh, I'm sorry.
One of these that has a cotton layer inside and it's tacked.
Quilted.
Now, is that one that's sewn or is it just stitched? Just tacked?
Well, even if it's sewed in a design, we call it quilted.
Mm-hmm. And